Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 12 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. Before we get started, we'd like to invite you to click on the links in the description area to download the Lenten calendar with links to all the scriptures that we discuss, as well as the companion study guide that will go into more depth of what we're talking about today.
Right on.
So, honey, would you like to read today's scripture?
Sure. Today's scripture comes out of the book of Hebrews, and we're going to read chapter 2, verse 14 through 15 in the NIV. It says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too," talking about Jesus, "shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." Now that's kind of a tough one, but it's good because it talks about Jesus becoming a man, and because of the fact that he became a man, he could then legally redeem us. And through that, eliminate death as an item of bondage and fear for us for all eternity.
Mm. Yeah, and it's, you know, death is not something that we want to dwell on, and it's something that we talk about death, but there's other things along with that, like our health, our death, any of those fears that the enemy comes in and tries to put that hook in certain moments we might feel more vulnerable, and he sees it and hears it and will swoop in and try to hold us in bondage.
Well, yeah, and I mean, prior to Jesus dying on the cross, we were slaves to sin and slaves to death. But now, after the cross, Jesus has destroyed that power. But the devil doesn't want us to know that. So he keeps trying to put us under that fear. Fear of death, fear of rejection, fear of, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough. God's not going to save me. What if I don't make it to heaven? Kind of thing. All of those fears keep us in bondage to the enemy, and they don't give us the freedom to be all that God has created us to be. He has restored us, made us perfect, made us holy, made us righteous. All of those things, we have to know that we know that we know that that is the truth. And then the enemy can't hold us down, can't keep us in bondage anymore.
It's like our new hat says, love is greater than fear.
That's right. When you know that God loves you, man, ain't nothing can stop you.
But it's so easy, and I'm not sure why that is. Because I know I've definitely been in that fear-based mode, and it's easy to go to that mode when you just get so busy, so wrapped up in the, and it's like the enemy knows. It's like he's sitting there waiting for you to get distracted and further away in your relationship from God. But if I have my devotion time, or I'm getting out, you know, into nature and spending just quiet time with him, I feel closer, and it feels like I'm putting that shield up, a bubble around me. You know, it's like it just gets stronger and thicker so the enemy can't come in and start poking at me.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we were talking about this earlier. When you spend time meditating on the Word of God and you spend time with the Lord, it reframes your whole sense of reality. It paints a new image of what reality is. And it paints the image of the reality that God has provided for us. The reality is that we are eternal beings. And whether our bodies die or not, it's not going to affect us living forever with Him. Yes, we start living with Him from the moment that we accept Him. but that just keeps going right on, even if our bodies do die. And so there's no longer that fear of death, because mentally it just becomes a transition from here to there. By all accounts, it's a very instantaneous, imperceptible transition that, you know, you hear these stories of people that have died and been with the Lord and,
they're like, I don't want to come back.
They don't want to come back.
Like, no, it's not your time. You need to go back.
And they said it was just instantaneously. One minute they were here and the next second they were there. Mm. And all of those things that we spend time with here on this earth, if we get wrapped up with all of the events and the things of life and the daily news reports and the daily job reports and the financial reports and all of those things, that they can come in and just put us under a fear that of, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it, or I'm going to fail, or things are not going to go well, or all my plans are falling apart.
Well, it's just noise.
It's noise.
It's noise. And I think surrounding ourselves with believers, I mean, of course, we're interacting with everybody. We love everybody. But surrounding ourselves with believers, it just reinforces that and helps infuse the word in and that belief and that faith and all of that, you know, in.
Because there's times where all of us have a weakness in some area, or we're having a tough time in some area. So having that encouragement to get back into the word, to spend time with the Lord, to not get caught up in all of the worldly things and the daily life, that's priceless. Mm. Because you have to form the image of God's reality on the inside of your mind, and that has to be greater than the reality that you perceive in this world.
Yep. I remember a story.
Yes.
Not so long ago, when we were trying to find this perfect place. We had this vision of this place in our mind. And we had moved from our home in California. We were recently married and we're living in an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Because several instances where it just didn't work out for us to get that perfect house for us. The market was really hot. And I was upset.
We were both upset.
It looked, you know, another deal. It was like the third, fourth time we put offers down. And it was falling through. And I remember you looked at me, I looked at you, and we did that thing that one of my good friends, it's now Dancing with Jesus, he taught us, is you take your hands and you close them and you put all of those things, all those worries, all those fears, all that anxiety, all that anxiousness, all of that stuff in your hands. And then you just open them and you let all of that stuff up to God. You're like, I'm just releasing it. So it's just that physical thing that you do, but there was so much in that to anchor that, and we're like, okay, we're letting it go, and we absolutely let that go. And then what happened?
Once we did, voila,
here you go. And it was not even that. What was it? The next day? It wasn't even.
Yeah, it was only a couple of days. It was very, very quickly. Mm. You know, it was almost as if the Lord was trying to reinforce that yes. Okay, now that you've done that, now I can work and I can make this thing happen.
And I can, you go back to those promises I made you.
Yeah.
I will take care of you. I will provide for you. I'll give you abundance. And that's what happened. And here we are.
So. Yeah. And he's like, why were you so upset?
I was so worried.
I'm still on my throne. I still got this. I think I can figure it out. And no need to get upset. And so that fear keeps you in bondage, and it also prevents him from being able to do the things that he wants to do in your life. Mm. Because it puts a blockage in that pipeline between reality, the earthly reality, and the spiritual reality.
And I also think that if we can be that barometer of faith for everyone around us, then it's contagious. You know, it lights that spark of faith and belief and hope, and God's got this.
Yes, he does.
So the more that we can do that, the more we're helping our brothers and sisters as well come alongside.
Absolutely. We need each other. There's a reason that he calls it a body. Mm. There may be two kidneys, there may be two eyes, but they work together And they also work with the stomach and the heart and the intestines and the lungs, and they all work together to support each other. And just like a human body has a bunch of different parts, the church as a whole is a body.
We're not talking about the building.
No. We are the church.
Absolutely.
The building is where the church meets.
I remember the scripture of Moses and them standing on the side, holding up his arms in support. What was that? Is it Adam and her?
Yep. Aaron.
Aaron and her. Yep. Aaron and her, and just standing there holding up his arms so that he can...
As long as God told him, as long as you hold your hands up to me, you will win the battle. And the battle was going on, and they were winning, and his arms were getting weak.
I'm tired. They're like,
and as his hands were coming down, they started losing.
Yes.
And so Aaron and Hur came alongside and held his arms up.
And they won the battle.
And they won the battle.
So I always think of that. I remember your parents coming during this whole move. It was a little stressful. And they said, we'll be your
Aaron and Hur.
So, love that.
Yes, indeed. So, how about praying us out?
I would love to.
Good.
Dear Lord, we just come before you with just so much gratitude for everything that you do for us and for sending your beloved Son to break those chains, to break that bondage that we have, to keep the enemy from coming in to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that he's there waiting for us to step away from you. So keep drawing us back in. Keep drawing us back into relationship. Calling us in, spending that time with us. We just thank you so much for that time, that precious time that we have. Where you just love on us. You just fill us up. You brush us off. You send us back out. And that peace that you give us when we're spending that time with you. You just fill us up. You wrap your arms around us. You just love on us and just care for us as a father does. And you make everything better each time. I just ask that in those times where it seems scary, in those times where I'm anxious, and that everyone that's listening here, whatever it is that causes us to be in that fear mode, that we go to you, we run to you, we go to our wilderness, wherever that is for each of us, and we just spend time with you so that we're filled up with your love, and that love can be greater than any fear that's out there. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. In your precious name, we pray. And everyone said,
Amen. Good stuff. God is good.
Always.
All the time. Well, shall we bless them with some peace?
Some perfect peace.
Shalom.
Until next time.